and beyond. Stick around. Coming up, Pat Casale, the owner of the MultiCare Group, will join us, and we'll talk about what life is going to be like under President Biden relative to health care, your family's health care. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kep Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is defiant as more Democrats calling him to resign.
Following more allegations of sexual harassment, Democrats in Congress, including New York's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, say the governor should resign. Mayor Bill de Blasio in New York repeated,
"It is unacceptable. The governor must resign."
Governor Cuomo says he's not resigning.
"I did not do what has been alleged. Period."
He says people who want him to resign are reckless and dangerous.
"People know the difference between playing politics, bowing to cancel culture, and the truth."
Ocasio-Cortez says she believes Cuomo's accusers. The governor insists he never touched anyone inappropriately. I'm Ed Donahue.
This evening, both of New York's Democratic senators, Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand, joined the chorus in demanding that Cuomo resign. The U.S. Senate is the next stop for a Democrat bill aimed at curbing gun rights. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Democratic Majority Leader Charles Schumer is vowing swift action on a House-passed measure that would expand background checks. The Senate is expected to take up the bill soon in the Judiciary Committee before it heads to the Senate floor. That's where Schumer says the country will be able to see, in his words, where everybody stands. A move seen as a dare by Democrats for Republicans to openly oppose what supporters will call a common-sense gun bill. The bill will almost certainly fall short of support it would need from Republicans to pass. Many see the House passed bill as too broad and a clear violation of the Second Amendment. Bob Agnew reporting.
Officials are warning of a significant snowstorm expected to hit parts of the Rockies and Great Plains this weekend, with multiple feet of snow that could snarl travel, damage trees, and knock out power in parts of Colorado, Wyoming, and western Nebraska. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 293 points, but the NASDAQ dropped 78, the S&P up by 4. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Benjamin Franklin wrote,
"Nothing can be said to be certain, except death and taxes."
But if identity thieves steal private information off your tax forms, you can't even count on that much. Thankfully, LifeLock helps protect, monitor, and restore your identity. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can save up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com with promo code SMART. That's promo code SMART to save 25%.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
It's 5:04. This is your KMZQ Newsflash. I'm Jim Dallas. Hospitality and food service workers are now eligible for the COVID-19 vaccinations in Clark County. Governor Sisolak's office also announced that high-risk residents 55 and older can get shots at pharmacies beginning next week. The health district has 6 vaccination sites available for hospitality workers, including Cashman Center and the Las Vegas Convention Center. With a large number of Nevadans reluctant to get a COVID-19 shot, a new ad campaign is being launched to hopefully change their minds. R&R Partners, the ad firm known for iconic campaigns like What Happens in Vegas, Stays in Vegas, is working with the state's COVID-19 task force on the new campaign. Governor Sisolak will need to sign off on that campaign before it is launched. Well, the third round of stimulus checks could hit bank accounts as early as this weekend, with President Biden signing the $1.9 trillion COVID-19 bill yesterday. Most officials say that 89% of taxpayers should receive $1,400 checks. Well, good news for Golden Knights fans. Goalie Marc-Andre Fleury had a false positive test for COVID-19 and has rejoined the team ahead of tonight's game against the St. Louis Blues. Don't know if he's going to play, though.
KMZQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Got a crash on the Southern Beltway, 215 westbound at Decatur, that's blocking the left lane, and you're backed up past the airport connector there on 215 west. Bumper to bumper, 15 southbound at Charleston. Watch for a crash on that transition ramp. That's Interstate 15 northbound at Hacienda. It's there on the right shoulder.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour brought to you by the MultiCare Group. Let Pat Casal and his friendly and knowledgeable staff tailor a healthcare plan to fit your family's budget. And the MultiCare Group can provide you with plans that include free annual exams, telemedical appointments, and the best networks in the valley. Call 702-396-9449. That number again, 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group is ready to help you right now. Tell you what, let's do. Let's check in, because guess who's joining us? Pat Casale, the owner of the MultiCare Group. And Pat, always good to visit with you. I'm curious what you thought of the president's speech last night.
Nothing burger. A chance for him to really unify the country by saying, you know, thank you for the previous administration for, you know, getting things rolling and, you know, Project Warp Speed. And, you know, we got to pick up that, and we took the ball and ran with it. And now look where we're at. But instead, basically wants to blame Trump and saying he didn't say it, but he intimated that the previous administration dropped the ball and didn't do their job. And even though it was a record-setting pace for getting a vaccination put forth, that Trump put out the money and 100 million shots, that vials to buy of the dosage. I mean, it's kind of, he's not a unifying president, but at the same time, I don't think he can think outside the box. If it's not right in front of him, he doesn't know how to react.
Does it bother you that we have not seen more of the president that we, and especially maybe we were being weaned off of the Trump model, which is, you know, he's out there twice, three times a day. The news cycle isn't 24/7. It's divided up in like 15-minute splotches. But would you like to see more of the president? He's gone 50-plus days without any kind of a news conference. And by the way, do you think we'll have one?
That's a great question. Obviously, the questions are going to be pre-picked for him. I mean, he's obviously, everything that they were saying, it looks like it may be true about him having some flaws mentally. You know, I don't say he's got Alzheimer's, but he must have adult onset. He's got a little onset dementia there. He has his moments. I mean, right now, he's definitely just a robot. He's a president in name only. That's the scary part.
Well, and we've seen just in the last 3 weeks, gaffe after gaffe. I mean, he forgets the name of his Secretary of Defense, a guy that he probably meets with or communicates with once a day, and he forgets him.
You know, Kevin, I really don't think he's the one calling the shots. I don't even think Kamala Harris is calling the shots. I think she's vice president in name only. I just think, and when you look at the whole thing, now I have to say, first time, I can believe everything I've been hearing about how everything was fixed, they stole the election. I can't imagine 80 million Americans voted for that team. There's just no shot.
Pat Casale joining us, the owner of the MultiCare Group. Do you have any feel for how healthcare is going to change under Joe Biden?
Well, I do know under the stimulus, if you are on COBRA or you lost your job, you can take COBRA and the government's going to pay for it for you. So it would be wise for you not to go out and buy a plan, but to stay on COBRA, because the government will be paying for it through September. And it won't cost the consumer a dime. I don't know where they're going to get all this money, but it's pretty amazing when you think about it.
Well, I'm just curious then. Is that going to cost people like you money?
No. I mean, truthfully, I've been advising people in some cases to keep COBRA because the benefits are definitely richer. You know, there's this fallacy that if you keep COBRA, COBRA's more expensive than regular insurance. And all the reality is it's depends on how rich the plans are, and if you're in a large employer group, the rates may not be as bad, and COBRA might be a better option. I mean, obviously, I'd love to see people call me up, but I will tell them, I'll look at where they're at, and I'll say, hey, you might be better off going on COBRA. You get to keep better coverage. And now with the government paying for it, I would advise 100% keep COBRA. Far better off, way better off.
Now, can they do that through you, through the MultiCare Group?
No, actually, I could advise them what to do, but COBRA is directly through their HR of their former employers. If the group was with 20 or more employees, COBRA's offered, and they're better off just going that route. They'll get a letter in the mail saying, hey, here's your COBRA cost. You need to make these premium payments. You know, are you going to do it? Let us know and go forward. And COBRA's really a good option. I mean, that's going to be one of the big things with the stimulus. As far as the Affordable Care Act, they want to pump up how much they give tax, how much money they give to people. So they're looking to increase the amount of money the government pays into the tax credit for people making over 251% to 400% of the federal poverty level, which has never been done before. So they're actually giving people who make more money a bigger tax credit. And for those people who are below 250%, they're not going to get any more money than they already get.
Let me just ask you, relative to healthcare under President Joe Biden, do you see major changes to what we know as Obamacare? I mean, what's going to change about that?
You know, I think they want to get that up and running more. I don't know if they're going to make any major changes, because right now the big problem is the out-of-pockets are going to be going up, and nobody's addressing the Affordable Care Act calculator, which basically increases the out-of-pockets per person by the year. So right now what we're starting to see is the average out-of-pocket is up to $8,550. Next year it'll be $8,800. I mean, you know, when does this stop? I mean, people will be looking at $10,000 out-of-pockets, which is, I mean, when you talk to the average person, they're looking for catastrophic insurance. That's catastrophic. I mean, I had a client right now giving me a rash of crap over the fact that she felt that her plan was considered a high-deductible plan. I said, it is, but you have co-pays. If you want to get a qualified plan where you get the tax benefits on funding like the HSA, you can't have co-pays. Where does it say that? I had to explain it. And, of course, she questioned me, and she said I was wrong. I'm like, I'm not wrong. Trust me. I'm an expert on the health savings account, and that right now that's the best option you can buy as the lowest out-of-pocket, net-net, and the lowest premiums. But, you know, a lot of people don't understand that, and there's those tax credits. Are you funding your HSA if you needed to, so essentially you can write off your medical claims?
I know that one of the things you and I have talked about down through the years here in the state of Nevada has been the inability of the insurance commissioner to coerce or entice carriers, and there have been some counties that have had one carrier, some that had no carriers for a while. I'm curious where we are in that battle.
Well, with this extended special enrollment period, call it an SEP, Hometown Health will not add any new members. If you didn't enroll if you don't have a qualified SEP where you're losing something, you can't get on their plan. Due to the fact that the government said, okay, we're going to give you an extra 90-day window or 120-day window. So we have the same carriers we've had all along. Off the exchange, Health Plan of Nevada, Sierra Health and Life is the most dominant company. Then there's Select Health with an HMO, and then there's Friday Health Plans with an EPO. Blue Cross and Blue Shield is really not that competitive on or off the exchange, unless it's going to be specific to like a bronze plan. But Health Plan of Nevada is still the king of the road in Clark County. Friday Health Plans doesn't have, nor does Select Health, they don't have the network that you would need if you lived in Henderson, so you couldn't go to St. Rose, for example. And to me, that's a very important hospital. So you're really limited to which plans you're going to get. And you know, the biggest complaint I get is this is expensive. Whether it's the highest deductible you can get, the plans are pretty expensive. And that's the reality. That's where we're at right now. And the government hasn't recognized the problem and done anything about it. And the other big problem is pharmaceuticals. The prescription benefits on these plans is not great. If you get a drug in the third or fourth tier, you have a deductible for that as well. So, I mean, to be honest with you, the government is proving beyond a shadow of a doubt that they need to get a step aside because they cannot manage health care. And that's the fact. That's the biggest problem.
Now, I thought the pharmaceutical problem went away when the president signed an executive order. I'm talking about former President Trump. What happened with that, the executive order to get favored nation status with these drug manufacturers?
Uncle Joe. He did away with it. I mean, if it had Trump's name on it, they are erasing his name on a daily basis. That's really the problem. You know, when you really think about it, Kevin, everything that they're trying to do isn't better for the average American. It's better for that. They want to get rid of, they want Trump nowhere near any of this. Like, they wouldn't give him credit for the vaccine, which basically it was his warp speed plan to make it work. They just want to keep throwing him under the bus. And the reality is American people are getting pissed, and they're seeing this for what it is. I mean, when you talk about the stimulus, the $1,400, they were promising people in Georgia they were going to get to $2,000. So they came up short on that as well. So this is going to be interesting. I mean, you know, and the other problem you're going to have is right now that they project that 100,000 businesses won't be opening even when the country is at full swing. So you're going to have a big problem. So this unemployment thing is a big deal.
More coming up with Pat Casal, a guy that knows a lot about healthcare, but he also knows a lot about politics and politics in the state of Nevada. We're going to talk about that. Some crazy, crazy stuff going on, including with a guy that ran for Congress in the last election cycle, Dan Rodheimer. The former WWE wrestler. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000. 870-4000.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Great to have you with us on this Friday. Joining us, Pat Casale, the owner of the MultiCare Group. And there have been some bizarre things happening in the world of politics just over the last couple of weeks. We hear that Dan Rodheimer is running for a special election for Congress, not in Nevada, but in Texas. What in God's name is going on?
You know, it's interesting, Kevin. He's running in District 6. The election, special election is May 1st. He's running for the representative Ron Wright's spot, whose wife is actually going to run in, is also running. I guess there's like 11 people running for that spot, or maybe even more. And I'm thinking, I mean, truthfully, I think, you know, if he's going to stay in Texas, it's great. But I don't think Dan has a shot. I really don't. I mean, nothing against the guy, I like him, but I think he's making it's a terrible mistake to move just to run for Congress.
Well, he had moved, supposedly. The story I'm getting is that he moved right after Election Day was not terribly excited about Nevada, that maybe he had been maltreated. And, you know, I mean, again, the ads against him were all negative. And again, he was running for, what, CD3, and didn't succeed. And so moved his family to Texas, to that district. And I guess he figures that in a large field, the WWE stuff will resonate and will at least get him some name recognition.
Well, here's the thing on that. Now, here's a guy who wants to run for Republican in Texas. It sounds really good. But that congressional seat looks like it could go the Democratic way. If he thought they were dirty here, can you imagine what they're going to do in Texas?
Yeah.
I mean, let me tell you right now. Here's the thing. If the stuff they said about Dan was a lie, and it all was false, then he has a legitimate case. But there was a lot of stuff on Google that any average person could pick up. And if a moron like me can pick it up, imagine how much dirt they're going to get in Congress. So I think, in all honesty, he moved to Texas to run for office. I think he basically blew off his big toe because I don't think he can come back to Nevada. I don't think he can run here. And the biggest problem I've seen, a lot of these candidates that lose at a lower level, never serve, decide to run for bigger spots. Like, I got to give Sam Peters credit. I mean, here's a guy who's already marketing and working hard for 22 for CD4. That's what he should have been doing. If I were Dan, I would have probably ran for a smaller office, got elected, proved myself, or at least... With Sam, he proved he's a hard worker. He finished in second. Now, I think he wins this time around. I think not only will he win, if anybody runs against him on the Republican side, he'll beat him. And I think this time we're going to win. We'll win CD4 just because. I think he's a quality guy. But when I look at what Rodheimer did, I mean, picking up and leaving the state to go to Texas, I mean, God bless him. I hope he has a great time. Hope he stays there and he does really well. But I don't know if I would have done that. I mean, so quick, within what, 5 months?
Yeah.
No, actually, about 8 months? 8 months apart. I mean, that's kind of crazy. And running there. And in Texas, they're all going to look at him, like they say, as a carpetbagger in the South. I mean, it's hard to say what's going to happen there. I don't know if it's a good idea. I don't know what his advisors were telling him. But I think it's kind of crazy. And I definitely think if these individuals want to win a spot, whether it's at a bigger level, they need to start a lot small, prove themselves, learn how to raise money. And there's a lot of work here, Kevin. It's not like, I'm going to stop my fingers. I'm getting elected to be governor. I mean, what are we doing?
Exactly. Pat Casale joining us, the owner of the MultiCare Group, and we're talking about what's going on politically across the state. Everybody and their brothers wondering who's going to run against Catherine Cortez Masto. If this is going to be a wave election, this is a seat that may be vulnerable. What are you hearing out there as far as who might run against Catherine Cortez Masto?
Well, the rumor is Dan Swartz, and I hope it's not true, because he's a quitter. I mean, he ran in two elections, and he quit both times. So I can't support him. Now, I'll tell you this. If there is somebody that wants to run for that spot, I have enough information to defeat Catherine based on local politics, because she did fail small business owners as well as the sole proprietor, real estate agents. I have that. That's a fact. And I could definitely help somebody utilize that information to beat her, as well as Wacky Jackie in 2 years beyond. So that's something that could really happen. I mean, there's a lot of material out there, because even though she's got the juice and she's got Harry Reid in her corner, she does not come without flaws. But I don't know who's going to run. You're going to have to raise $4 to $8 million to run in that spot. I actually looked into that myself and said, how much money would you need? And when I heard how much it will take, I don't know if we have anybody in the state that's willing to work that hard, raise that kind of money. And Dan has his own money, but we also know that Dan, for whatever reason, starts off well and then finishes dead. He's like, he's the hare. He starts out sprinting for the lead, and he ends up in dead last. I mean, I don't understand it.
A name I've heard is Dean Heller. Do you think his political future is as bright as other people do?
I wish he would run. I wish he would. I think Dean Heller would be a great choice. He's a proven commodity. You know, unfortunately, a lot of people, Republicans in Nevada are pretty foolish. They cut off their nose to spite their face, but Dean Heller would be a definite good move for the state of Nevada. And if Dean Heller were to run and win that spot, then we have a chance.